Troy Tyree here, host of the Jukebox of Americana, heard over community radio, WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, on the web at WCUW.org. The Jukebox airs on Fridays from 10 until 1 p.m., and it's always a pleasure to be able to speak with musicians from time to time. And on March the 11th, 2022, I had the chance to speak with Jamie Walker of the Swinging Stakes. The band is getting back together after a bit of a hiatus and performing at the Spiro Center of the Performing Arts that evening. And this quick little conversation with Jamie regarding the getting back together and a little bit of history about the Swinging Stakes. And great pleasure to just simply hear Jamie's voice.
Could ever take your place if you go before.
We just heard from the Swinging Stakes there from the South Side of the Sky, live take there, south side of the sky. Jamie Walker, if we're lucky, we're going to be saying hello to Jamie. Jamie, how you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great, and as mentioned, I'm pinching myself. And like you say, it already feels like it was just yesterday, but it's been several years since you've been to Worcester, and well, since I've seen you and been able to just hang.
And yeah, crazy times. The good old Rotman days are distant memories, but always there.
Yeah. Hey, so you guys are back together, and this is so exciting. And maybe you can tell us a little bit what everybody's been up to this past couple of years, anyway. And what's up? What you doing tonight?
Yeah, we've all been hunkering down in our own ways, just like everybody, trying to get through this pandemic phase of life. And we've just reconnected, you know, other than virtually in person. We reconnected about a couple months ago and started rehearsing new stuff and recording. So we figured that after like 20 years we should put out some new stuff.
And that first recording, it came out in 1990, was it?
The very first independently released Suicide at the Wishing Well CD was 1990. That got recognized in its mastering process in New York by Gary Katz and his production company. So he started courting us, and at the same time we got rejected by a lot of record companies as we shopped around, but Capricorn loved us, and so Phil Walden signed us in 92, and we released South Side of the Sky in 93, and that unfortunately was the last release under their Warner's distribution, which kind of sucks timing-wise. So it meant that our product really didn't get any push from at radio or promotion. But despite that, we got critically acclaimed and you know, it gave us something to live for, you know, for the next record. We produced our next, I think, 5 CDs independently. And, oh, I'd say, baby, 20 years ago, Tim Giovanello, the other guitar player, got married and moved to North Carolina. So that kind of put a break on our regular interaction. And you know, we did more of a seasonal thing. And you know, he's been playing in a Eagles cover band, a really good one called On the Border down there. Mm-hmm. So he's been really busy doing that. And everyone else, Paul Kohansky, the bass player, has been, you know, sideman to the stars, Laurie McKenna, and, you know, various Al Anderson and people like that. And Jim Gambino's been hunkering down doing his raising two kids and doing his his day job thing and playing in different TV bands. I've just been continually writing and playing my own wherever I can. And yeah, different drummers. Joe Donnelly's been back doing some shows with us. Andy Playstead has always been, for the last 25 years, the guy that's been there. And he'll be here tonight with us at the Spire.
Excellent. Jamie Walker with me here on the Jukebox of Americana. Again, they're performing, the Swinging Stakes are performing tonight at the Spire Theater in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And I do have to ask, Jamie, why there did you choose to make a debut?
I played there, Paul's played there, Jim's played there. So independently, we've done shows with other people there. It's a nice place. We like the vibe. The people there are nice. And, you know, it's this is more of a, you know, a theater type of performance environment. So we're looking forward to it. And, you know, it's just, it's a good place. We've been familiar with it, but we haven't had the stakes in there yet. So we're shooting to, you know, reestablish ourselves in joints like that.
You did lead that into the reality that there will be some other shows here. It's coming this summer, I'm assuming, maybe in the fall?
Yeah, probably fall. Summers are pretty busy for both Jim and Tim, so and Paul, less so for me, but the stakes will probably be releasing what we're working on now for the end of this year and probably doing some dates in conjunction with that.
Excellent. Well, Jamie, it's a pleasure just to hear your voice. It's like you're in the room.
Yeah, you too, Troy.
It has been a good long while. And I'm just totally honored that you would actually share some music that wasn't released with me here. And it's just it sounds great. It sounds like it's from the 90s, yes. But
yes. Those songs were recorded, actually, along with Suicide itself. After a tour of L.A. as Jamie Walker and the Drive, that's the band that was out there, which was actually turned into the Swinging Stakes with a different drummer.
Sure.
But we had just come back from L.A. and Guns N' Roses were ruling, and you know, Sunset Strip and Gazares and the Whiskey A Go-Go, those places. We were fresh off those, and you know, we just kind of had some of that. That rock thing still really going strong in our veins.
Right.
So that's what you hear there.
Well, you know, I played all three songs already, but I'm going to let you choose one of the three to for me to play again as we go out of this, and maybe you can set it up if you wish. Which other?
Sure.
Three?
Yeah. This I'll pick "Promised Land." I'm pretty proud of this song. I don't know. It just was a story song, and I don't usually tell stories, but this one. I did, and you know, it was a Dust Bowl tale, and having just come from LA and you know, in 1989, realizing what a promised land LA was for actors and musicians, like, you know, kind of paralleled in a way. So that's what made me kind of go down that road.
All right. Well, again, thank you, Jamie. Looking forward to say hi tonight. I wish you great luck, and I'm not going to tell you to break a leg. Don't do that.
All right. Thanks, Troy.
You
good
bet.
To talk to you.
Promised Land from the Swinging Stakes.
Time people pass.